Sir Keir Starmer is the bookies' very comfortable favourite to win the next general election and to become Prime Minister. So there's increasing scrutiny on what his plans are. Just as Rishi Sunak set out his stall as relatively new Prime Minister in East London yesterday, Sir Keir had his turn today. Both of them, in fact, had chosen a site to deliver their speech in the London Olympic Park. Labour says it had, in fact, booked and planned theirs first. So yesterday, from the Prime Minister, we had five pledges, and that was Rishi Sunak stealing an old Labour device. Today, we had Labour, Sir Keir Starmer, taking a phrase, a slogan, you might associate with the Conservatives, because one of his key lines was an old Brexit slogan, which he used to promise a significant devolution from Westminster.
The control people want is control over their lives and their communities. So we will embrace the take back control message, but we'll turn it from a slogan into a solution, from a catchphrase into change. We will spread control out of Westminster, devolve new powers over employment support, transport, energy, climate change, housing, culture, childcare provision, and how councils run their finances. And we'll give communities a new right to request powers which go beyond even that. All this will be in a new Take Back Control Bill, a centrepiece of our first King's Speech. That bill will deliver on the demands for a new Britain, a new approach to politics and democracy, a new approach to growth and our economy.
Now, oppositions often have a difficult task of having to look upbeat and proud of their country while also simultaneously talking down the performance of the government. It can sound as though you're talking down the country when you do that. Sir Keir glided through all that. He had a lot to say about what the Tories are doing wrong, but how Great Britain can be if it changes. And on what he would do with power, well, it was a modest pitch. He warned his party won't be able to spend its way out of the mess, he said, that would be left by the Conservatives. He focused on reforming public services instead.
I've obviously said we're not going to get the big chequebook out, but that is reform. Having run a public service for 5 years, I ran a public service in the criminal justice sector for 5 years, I've long been an advocate of reform, and we have to reform our public services, whether that's health or criminal justice, because the idea that simply putting more money in, which of course is needed and will bring about some improvement, won't transform our public services in the way that I think they need to deliver in the 21st century.
That was Sir Keir, in fact, answering a question. Let's just go back to his speech, because he ended it reflecting on how Labour are going to need to win back the trust of the British public.
We can feel the public looking at us again, and we won't let up. We'll work every day to earn their trust, show them a new way of governing, and lead them to the fairer, greener, more dynamic Britain, where aspiration is rewarded, working people succeed, communities control their own destiny, and where politics doesn't hide from the big challenges that face our children. Thank you very much.
Well, it's hard not to draw comparisons and contrasts between Labour now, with a Tory government struggling after years in office, and Labour back in the 1990s. Keir Starmer, I'm sure, would be delighted to repeat Tony Blair's success of the 1997 election. Let us talk to Lord Mandelson, Peter Mandelson, very much around in the 1990s as Labour prepared for government then, and of course, very prominent player in government too, the party's election campaign director for the 97 election, though. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. Let's start, and I don't want this to sound too trivial, but give us what you think is the best bit and the worst bit of the speech, where he's doing well and where he's not doing so well.
Well, what I feel about the speech is that it signals quite a major changing of gear by Keir Starmer. And I think you're going to see more of this during the course of the year, a much greater focus on policy direction and priorities. And I think that's very important. But if I had to sort of take out one theme, and by the way, you know, I love them stealing back, taking back control, by the way. I think that that is very cute, very clever communication. I think it's rather brilliant because essentially what it's saying is that Brexit did not enable us to take back control. It hasn't brought the benefits and the advantages to Britain that were promised. The Tories have failed on what they promised, and therefore Labour can do things differently and better. That's essentially what this communications device says. But if I had to take one really central thing out of the speech this morning, it would be that we've got to switch our focus from the short term to the long term, the sort of short term crisis management and inexorable decline that we've seen in Britain over the last 10 years to a more deep seated long term renewal of the country, which is probably going to take at least a decade. And for that, Keir Starmer has got to win not one term, but two. And I think he's setting sail in order in very much in that direction.
Yeah. Do you feel that there's as much preparation for government going on as opposed to finding good lines in speeches, as much preparation for government going on as
much more than before, much more than before, in my view? I think there's a strong concentration on the economy and how a major green prosperity deal can be harnessed to lift economic growth. I think they're already beginning to think through important advances in the National Health Service and other public services, their reform and delivery. I think it's important that this very centralized system of government that we have in England should bring more power and funding to all parts of the country. And I think that securing our national defenses, given what's going on in the rest of the world, is also very important. And I think it's in those areas, those blocks, those missions, if you like, that you're going to see more work undertaken and revealed during the course of this year.
Yeah. Are they doing as much, though, to prepare for government as you lot were in the 1990s, in 95 to 97?
Well, in a real sense, I think they're doing more. I mean, I was very interested to read during the course of today, since Starmer made his speech, a background note on what this take back control piece of legislation would actually mean. And I tell you, it has more in it, more depth, and it reaches into more areas of policy, frankly, than we had when we had the same intention of raising economic growth across the country. And I'm rather impressed by it. I think it will equip local towns and communities with a more powerful political voice. I think it will give them stronger levers of policy. I think it will enable them to get the services of good, experienced officials and very strong business networks. And those are the essential ingredients that we need if the entirety of the country is going to contribute to economic growth rather than just one part of it.
Okay, because it's very interesting you say that about that specific thing, because some people said it was a bit of a phrase and we didn't really know what it was actually going to mean
I think what lies behind it is actually quite considerable. I think it's about spreading out the economic growth process to across the country. I mean, obviously, we need London and the South East to keep going well. We need our great universities, Oxford, Cambridge, London, Manchester, Newcastle, Edinburgh, and the rest to keep performing. But we need other parts of the country to be given the means to catch up with the rest. And I think this is really very central to Labour's programme.
That's important to know. You expressed concern in a newspaper column that people might be trying to turn Keir Starmer or Labour into a sort of British Greta Thunberg, and they shouldn't get distracted by things that are not core. Now,
let me make this clear to you, Evan. What I don't like is the sort of image building gimmickry. Oh, we've got to turn Keir Starmer into something else, that we've got to sort of create a confection around him. No, I think he's much better as he was this morning when he's talking seriously about policy, when he's setting out a vision and a program which will be subsequently supported by detailed policy. He's a serious guy who's run a very, very important public service, the Crown Prosecution Service in this country. He's professional. His professionalism is underpinned by very strong values and beliefs. He's not one simply for sound bites and photo opportunities and gimmicks. And that is really what the point I was making in my article.
Yeah, we've spoken about him before. I would say you're sounding more enthusiastic than you were last time, when I would have thought you were on about a 6.5 out of 10 for Keir Starmer. And you're sounding
I'm a lot nearer 8.5 than 6.5. I think he's really changed gear this morning. I tell you, something's happened to him. It's probably a combination of being ahead in the opinion polls, and that sort of gives you a fillip. I think he's much more confident. I think he's much more sure about where the direction in which he wants to take the Labour Party in policy terms. I think he has now real authority in the party. There's nobody questioning him or doubting where he's going. I mean, he has strength, he has authority, and now he is turning what is quite a strong intellect to what is really important. And that is the program and the policies supporting that program that's going to turn around the country. And I think the fact that he was just so much more upbeat and so much more relaxed as well and confident than frankly we saw the Prime Minister yesterday. I think that says something about him. I think he's just, you know, he's gained his mojo and I think he's on his way, but he's not there yet. You know, the general election is not going to take place the day after tomorrow. We've got at least another year and more. But that gives him the time to equip himself and the party with much greater policy depth. And that's what they now need to acquire.
Peter Middleton, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us.